Good morning. Another cold and blustery start to the day across interior New York and New England. Some places seeing clouds and a few snow showers, while others with partly sunny skies. But everyone waking up to well below normal temperatures, and when factoring in the wind, it feels like it's closer to, if not below zero, with the wind chill. We will enjoy a good amount of sunshine eventually during the day today as high pressure continues to slide our way from the Great Lakes, but that stiff northwest wind, at times gusting between 20 and 30 miles per hour, will keep temperatures from climbing anywhere close to normal. In fact, most everyone will stay in the 20s to around 30 for daytime highs, and when factoring in that wind again, wind chill values will be left in the teens. So that's what it'll feel like outside today, and more of the same to come to begin the weekend. We will see a spoke of energy rotate around a large upper-level disturbance overhead and produce some more cloud cover as we get into the night tonight, maybe even a few snow showers in the northern parts of New York and New England, with lows back into the teens. More clouds than sun on Saturday, but it'll stay dry, still breezy and cold in the middle 20s. We start an upward trend for the second half of the weekend. We'll go back to mostly sunny skies, but high temperatures will remain below normal, this time though in the lower 30s. Further improvement on Monday. Sunshine will give way to some clouds as warmer air tries to move in, highs in the upper 30s. Then the warmer air will succeed in entering the region, with most places in the 40s to around 50 with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Eventually, a storm system will lift out of the southern plains and toward the Great Lakes, and a southwesterly wind flow will develop. More clouds will mix with sunshine on Wednesday, but not before highs reach the lower to mid-50s. As that front approaches on Thursday, we run the risk at some late-day showers, and high temperatures still out ahead of this system will be near the 60-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low-pressure system will move from the southern plains into the Gulf of Mexico by early in the weekend, while spreading precipitation across the central United States and then the Gulf Coast states. Rain showers and thunderstorms are forecast across the central and southern high plains, and the Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe weather in this area for wind and hail threats. Showers and storms will then spread across central and eastern portions of the Gulf Coast and into Florida later Friday and into Saturday. Meanwhile, rounds of upper-level energy spinning in the eastern Pacific will lead to increasing precipitation in the northwest, spreading into northern California. Rain is expected along the coast, while inland, the higher elevations will see snow. Snowfall of up to 6 inches is forecast for the Sierra Nevada and Shasta ranges through Saturday morning. Gusty winds are also possible in these areas, and wind advisories and high wind warnings are scattered into Oregon and Northern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 17 below zero with a northwest wind at 82 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 32 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 17 degrees, the dew point minus 6, 35% relative humidity, a west wind at 20, gusting to 31 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Afton, Wyoming, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and windy in the mid-30s, Boston, partly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 22, the average temperature 29, that's 1 degree below normal. Trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 0.8 inch, which is 1.1 inches below normal, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 5.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 71 set in 1964, and the record low 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., Sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m., 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, breezy with snow showers tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, still breezy and cold, middle to upper 20s. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Sunday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds on Monday in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 50 on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-50s Wednesday. And increasing clouds with the chance of a late-day shower Thursday with high temperatures near 60. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.